שלום חברים, אנחנו נתחיל את השיעור שלנו מקריאת מאמר.
Hello friends, we'll start our lesson by reading an article from Shamati. We're in the middle of Shamati number 3. Study material appears on our website or in the Arvut system. Click the study material icon at the top menu. You can send questions. The selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav, please open up.
How can I open up? Well, we're beginning, as we said a few days ago, that we have to go over all of the Shamati articles together. So we are in the third article, and let's continue in it. Let's finish it. Please.
So we'll get into the article, starting with the words. This is why we pray to the Creator. If you have a book in Hebrew, it's page 517, third paragraph.
שאנו מתפללים להשם.
So we pray to the Creator to send us salvation and health. We should understand two things. First, the Creator. Two, the thing that extends from Him. The first discernment that is considered His Atzmuto, His essence, we should not speak of it. The second discernment is the thing that extends from Him, which is considered the light that expands into our vessels, meaning into our will to receive. This we call En Sof. This is the connection of the Creator with the creatures. Being His desire to do good to His creations. The will to receive is regarded as the expanding light that finally reaches the will to receive. And when the will to receive receives the expanding light, the expanding light is called En Sof. And it comes to the receivers through many covers, so that the lower one will be able to receive them. It turns out that all the discernments and the changes take place specifically in the receiver, with relation to how the receiver is impressed by them. However, we must discern the matter we are speaking of. When we speak of discernments in the worlds, they are potential discernments. And when the receiver attains these discernments, they are called actual. Spiritual attainment is when the attaining and the attained come together. As without one who attains, there is no form to be attained, to the attained, since there is no one to obtain the form of the attained. Hence, this discernment is considered Atzmuto, where there is no room for any utterance. Therefore, how can we say that the attained has its own form? We can only speak from where our senses are impressed by the expanding light, which is His desire to do good to His creations, which comes into the hands of the receivers in actual fact. Similarly, when we examine a table, our sense of touch feels it as something hard, and its length and width, all according to our senses. However, that does not necessitate that the table will appear so to one who has other senses. For example, in the eyes of an angel, when it examines the table, it will see it according to its senses. For this reason, we cannot determine any form with regard to an angel, since we don't know its senses. Thus, since we have no attainment in the Creator, we cannot say which form the worlds have from His perspective. We can only attain the worlds according to our senses and sensations, as it was His will for us to attain Him so. And this is the meaning of there is no change in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the vessels, meaning in our senses. We measure everything according to our imagination. And from this it follows that if many people examine one spiritual thing, each will attain according to his imagination and senses, thereby seeing a different form. In addition, the form itself will change in a person according to his ups and downs. As we have said above, that the light is simple light, and all the changes are only in the receivers. And may we merit receiving His light and following the ways of the Creator, and to serve Him, not in order to receive a reward, but to give contentment to the Creator and raise the Shekhinah from dust, from the dust. May we be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion with the Creator and the revelation of His godliness to His creatures.
Questions, please. If there are any. Yes, Owen.
Towards the end there, it says the light is simple and all the changes are only in the receivers.
Yes, how else can it be?
What changes should we yearn for exactly?
That we try to clothe our will to receive with the intention to bestow. And then according to those dresses of in order to bestow, which we attain, then the upper light accordingly can clothe in us gradually until we attain it, attain our equivalence of form to it. And in this way, we come closer to the concept of the Creator, which is the complete upper light that shines on the will to receive that it created.
How should it be expressed in our work with one another?
We need to search what are we supposed to do? Because for sure, the Creator was not going to do the work instead of us. But only if we will invite those changes that do not depend on us, but depend on Him. And this is why, on the one hand, the work is not upon you to finish, and you're not free to be rid of it. And everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven. That is, we need to do our part to scrutinize what is it exactly and how can we actualize it quickly, effectively. And the Creator, Kabbalists tell us, He is the upper light that is in absolute rest, meaning the moment that we prepare the vessels from below, the upper light already imparts on them and corrects them, changes them. And this is why all of our work is with the vessels, The vessels are the desire. Our desire, how can we change it to the extent that we will try through our corporeal actions? From that we rise on, we climb the ladder. So as much as we, in our corporeal actions, we'll try to adapt ourselves to the Creator. Like little children who play with all kinds of toys, and with all of these toys, there is something from the past, from the world of the grown-ups, but they're playing as though they are in this big world, and in this way they are preparing themselves for greater states, to be grown-ups. This is the same with us. We need to understand, what does it mean to be in a spiritual world? It is to be as one man in one heart, to be in mutual bestowal, to be in such a connection that out of this connection we will be able to bestow to the Creator. And the Creator is called Bo'ue, Bo'e, come and see. He is revealed inside of us according to our preparation. So, out of that, we need to put together all kinds of exercises, and companies have done that already before us, and they, like parents, or like teachers, nannies, they prepare for us these games through which we can truly, in the most correct and smooth manner, we can enter being grown-ups, adults, meaning working with the Creator, with the attainment of the Creator. And this is after we conclude, we finish our kindergarten. Then we will understand what is our role and how do we carry it out. And then instead of playing between us in some sandbox or something with puppets or building blocks, we will start to correct ourselves in a way that we will demand a correction from above on the connection between us. This is the most important. All of the work that the Creator does is a response for our request, which is called a prayer or raising man. When we ask of Him, connect us, because we are praying for the correction of the soul, of the broken soul of Adam Rishon. This is what is up to us to, for up to us to do. We need to restore this system to correction. And its correction is in that we will come closer to one another and we will want to connect. We will want it out of our efforts. And then according to these efforts, when we will turn to the Creator, the Creator will help us in that He will give us the power of connection, the force of bestowal, which to begin with, we have none of it. And through this force of bestowal, we will already be able to connect between us so that the egoistic parts that are repelled from each other will want to be connected above this rejection, this repulsion. And then these two forces, the forces of repulsion and the forces of connection, when they operate on each other, out of that, we will provide the conditions. From the force of separation and the force of connection, we will provide the conditions for the Creator so that in between them, in between these two forces, He can come in and be revealed to us. So that the force of rejection, the coarseness, and the force of connection, the refinement, they are both operating just like in anything in our corporeal life. When you have two contrasting forces that create between them a condition for the revelation of a third force, which is the Creator, the cause for these two forces. That's it. This is how we need to work. And therefore, what he told us here is that our work is just not to forget about the fact that we are correcting the vessel of Adam Rishon. And this is especially important for us because we are in the last generation, as it is called, in the general correction of the general soul. And the Creator is already operating on the whole of humanity together. However, on each and every part, according to its place in the system of Adam Rishon. And therefore, you have such that hardly feel that there are any changes in the world. And there are such who feel very much those changes. And they feel a change in their lives, a change in their role, etc. And we need, in addition to them, to understand and feel what is happening in general. Everything that humanity will feel, those changes that it is undergoing, it will feel changes that are passing through us. We are in the uppermost, in the topmost layer of the broken souls, and we need to come into contact with the Creator and become a passageway for the rest of the souls, for the whole of humanity. This is actually our duty. And therefore, the more we connect, the more we will find the connection and demand from the Creator that we will have this connection so that through us He will be able to bestow to the whole of humanity, because we need to operate out of the general love for everyone. Then we will keep our role, our duty, and we will feel how much by this we are giving contentment to the Creator. Okay?
USA Midwest.
Yes, thank you, Rav. How does a receiver attain spiritual discernments?
In each and every one of us, there are qualities that remained for us from the shattering of Adam Rishon, and in those qualities, we get all kinds of responses, and out of that we start to work, each one of us in his broken vessel. And to the extent that we hear what the Kabbalists are saying, and out of us keeping actions that they recommend for us to do, by this we change the influence of the upper light on us. This is how we advance.
Moscow 1.
Rav, вы сказали, мы должны.
Rav, you said that.
Захотим объединиться над отторжением. А у меня вот такой вопрос, какой?
We have to come to a state where we work against the repulsion, rejection.
Is this
an anticipation of a greater pleasure?
Теперь я без этого уже не могу, и можно сказать, что это хочу. Или это некое, или человек ожидает какого-то воздействия света, вследствие которого вот к нему просто придет это желание объединиться, и у него не будет никакой причины.
Or is it simply a result of the light, without any reason?
Well, usually what we say is that a person doesn't do anything and he has no idea what he's doing. However, there are two forces in him. One force is the beastly force that exists in any animal, in the still, vegetative, even animate. And besides that, in this animate desire that only cares for its own benefit, besides that, we also have the point in the heart, which we call a godly part from above, and we call it a spark from the will to bestow. And out of the shattering of the vessel that the Creator created, and later on He broke it, deliberately, He created the will to receive, and He put inside of it a little bit of the will to bestow. This is considered that Adam HaRishon was in the Garden of Eden on the degree of Binah, and later on he broke it, and then this vessel fell into in order to receive. However, a spark remained in it, and that inclination, this drive to attain a spark, and in it to attain a higher, superior development, we are yearning, following this spark, and therefore we operate out of it. And in order to correctly arrange our attitude to this spark, this spiritual Rishimon record, we need to perform all kinds of actions so that they will help us. These actions are connection in the ten and all kinds of such things that Kabbalists tell us that those things will help us. And this is what we do.
А вообще секундочку нет то то что то действие которое делает с ними все понятно другое дело
на the second the action is clear
где откуда оно откуда корень
the question is different the more we don't have a desire for connection as you said
well this already is done by the upper light the reforming light when we perform all kinds of actions according to what the Kabbalists recommend to us to do And as a result of that, we begin, out of lack of choice, forcefully to get closer between us, and accordingly we see our actions in our connection bring us changes. And following many efforts in coming closer between us, not in our bodies, but in our inclinations toward the Creator, toward the upper force, toward bestowal, toward connection through bestowal, as much as we try to clothe these inclinations into actions that resemble spirituality more and more, according to that we are drawing, inviting the upper light, and it influences us, and then we already begin to feel that I exist in two states. Either I'm by myself, alone, or I'm connected with the friends in the desire, of course, not in the body. And especially during the pandemic, it was done especially so that we will advance more towards an internal connection. So as much as possible, advancing people, promoting people towards inner connection. This is what we're all going through right now, the whole of humanity. And as much as we nevertheless try to get back to the physical bodily connection, is only in order for us to seemingly succeed and again it will break, we will succeed and again it will break, and eventually we will not be able to be in a connection with one another, but only according to our inner changes, as much as we will want to be together. According to that, we will be able to be together. So it's to bring our world closer to the spiritual world. In spirituality, the proximity between two spirituals is according to the equivalence of form. As much as they are close and they are drawn to one another, and then also in corporeality, we're getting closer and closer to spirituality, so that in our world, more and more forces that are spiritual are operating. Our world is ascending to spirituality. And therefore, we can see here states that are so acute, sharp, contrasting. And this is how we will advance.
Angelot.
There are no questions?
Tof, no.
Well, it will work out. Take it slowly. Kiev.
Dear Rav, about the excerpt, or more correctly, according to the article, Baal Salam writes that the spiritual attainment is when the attainment, the attaining, and the attainee are connecting together.
Well, what does it mean that I attain? It means that I'm in contact with whatever I'm attaining, that what I attain is depicted within me, within my senses, and I attain this form that is depicted in my senses, and this is called attainment.
Now,
what is it that I attain? I cannot say, because it is something that is outside of me, but within me, when it is depicted in a certain way, in different forms within me, that is called attained.
No, Vlad.
So what does it mean that the one who attains and the thing that is being attained are together?
Well, I attain something of whatever is influencing me. By me wanting to connect with it, I build inside of me such a form, a template, so that I depict to myself precisely such a form of attainment. That is, I change my desires according to these external qualities of the thing that I wish to attain. And then it is considered that this external thing clothes within me. And I change myself according to this external thing. So it turns out that within me exists a form which is an imprint of the upper one inside my will to receive. So how do I attain the upper one in my will to receive? I have no other possibility. However, to what extent do I attain the upper one? To the extent that my will to receive is capable of taking on the form of the upper one, the form of the soul. And this is considered that the Creator is clothed in the created being.
Here it becomes a bit complex because we say that we pass everything through the ten. There's a third party here.
No. That's totally incorrect. It is incorrect. We cannot attain the Creator unless we prepare our vessel. And our vessel is only when we connect.
And shum sikui.
There is no chance to attain the Creator if I do not come out of my will to receive. So where will I come out to? I'm coming out to connection with the others, and specifically to the extent and according to the intensity and the form in which I connect with the others. To that extent, I can depict, portray, feel the other, the Creator.
So the question is, inside this picture, the ten, the Creator, what is the ten? Is it what I attain, or the ten is that from which I attain?
Well, both. This and that. As much as I personally connect to the ten, as much as I build myself inside of the ten that we are together, to the extent that I annul before the friends that there is nothing in the world besides the friends, to that extent I am ready for a connection with the Creator. That's it.
Good morning, Rav. How can it be that we sit together for 20 years and don't shout?
I can't understand what you're saying. Please speak to the microphone. Go ahead.
How can it be that for 20 years we sit in front of one another and not receive it? 20 years in spirituality and not receiving?
Look, you can sit on your ass even for 100 years and it's not going to help. The question is, what were you doing during those 20 years? Read what the Kabbalists say and then check out, did you do what they're saying? And then you can say, 20 years went by, or maybe just a second went by, and maybe hardly even that.
I didn't ask about myself.
But it's not according to the concept of corporeal time. It's according to the changes that you tried to perform in your will to receive. This is how the spiritual time works. And your complaints, well, check them according to what you were told to do and whether you're actually doing it.
I have no complaints. Thank you.
Well, good luck.
No.
Well, PT24.
You said we are like children playing with toys in the sandbox. What do we do with kids who grew tired of playing with their plastic toys in the sandbox and they want the real thing? How do we continue from there?
The Creator doesn't place a barrier before anyone. He just aims the person to the spiritual action. And of course, as we read and we learned, the first spiritual degree is the hardest. Later on, it is already a development from that first degree onward. If we conquer it, then the letter is already clear. However, the transition between corporeality to spirituality, building the spiritual form on top of the corporeal form, that is difficult. And again, do we have a choice? Either we accept the method and we want to implement it, or we descend to beastliness and we're just stuck there. And it all depends on whether I'm working above the will to receive. I try to work above the will to receive, or I just keep whatever I hear that needs to be done. So I've built for myself some religion. So this is how each and every one builds for himself a certain place where he is hiding, and he thinks that by this he's performing spiritual actions. Spiritual actions, ultimately, the way all Kabbalists tell us, are only actions toward connection, only towards that. And if I check myself, then I can say that by that, I advance. We have no possibility to measure, to check, to build ourselves spiritually from the corporeal form.
How is the difficulty of that first degree that's hard to reach is expressed? Where is that difficulty?
This difficulty exists in that being in that first spiritual, to be in that first spiritual degree, I need to be in the quality of bestowal, above my quality of reception. And the quality of bestowal comes to me through the reforming light. And the reforming light shines on me to the extent that I try forcefully to perform a certain action of connection, an action of bestowal. As much as I try to do that, and the upper light works on me, and this is how it advances me.
Our 10 meets, we were vaccinated, we meet physically. As animals, as beasts, we connect fantastically, and we remind each other of the Creator, we turn to Him, but we understand that with our own strength, we won't be able to make it. How do we take all of that and we convince the Creator that this is it? Only you can do this work. We cannot connect by ourselves.
That does not depend on your desire, but to the extent that this desire will be uniform. As much as you will want, nevertheless, to connect and feel yourselves together. And feel yourselves together in bestowal to the Creator, in annulment towards the Creator. As much as each one of you wants to annul himself before the friends, to that extent and no more, he also annuls himself before the Creator. That point of annulment, it needs to be depicted in the center of the society, that you are all working on it, how to annul each and every one before the group. And when you all together reach a certain such intensity, then you will feel in that your rendezvous with the Creator. You will feel in that the first degree of the ladder.
As 10, as a group, as a world clear, is a Shekhinah something that's already there?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
PT 31. Yes, it's a continuation, I guess. How do we depict that feeling that the Creator is not mine or somebody else's? How does the 10 attain the Creator as something that is common?
The Creator cannot be revealed towards one individual because there is no vessel there. The Creator needs the smallest collective, smallest group is two, at least. If a person builds his vessel above his ego, and the ego is revealed only in the rejection or repulsion from the other, a person overcomes the gap between himself and the other, and is capable of being connected from the internality of his heart to the internality of the friend's heart, then at that point of the connection of the hearts, this is where the Creator is revealed. He is revealed as a force that belongs to everyone. And that's why only in connection, that's why the Creator shattered the vessel, the world to receive, into pieces, to give us an opportunity to locate Him, to find Him. And this is our work, to connect. So in the connections between us, we reveal the Creator. The Creator does not appear inside our desires, but on the seam between our desires, as much as we wish to put them together, we can't do it because it's the coarseness that's revealed, the ego that's revealed each time greater. But if we wish to do it, then the Creator gives us the force of bestowal. And then with this force of bestowal, we cover the separation. And that's how we reveal Him. It's like in a vessel, we see the coarseness and the screen and the reflected light. And then the connection with the Creator.
So what should we agree on that this is more important than each one of us for himself? That this agreement is more important?
That each one forgets about himself. Just as Rabash writes, each one forgets about himself, he places zeros, all the zeros in the right place, and he connects with everyone as much as possible. And this is what he sees before his eyes all the time. To perform actions above the will to receive and not inside of it. Okay. I think we need to go to the second part. Otherwise, we won't come out of it. So what are we doing?
Let's have a transition and move on to the next.